Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, right, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some of the best ways to sanitize your pool. And I'm going to go over the different chlorine types, different ways of using other sanitizers, and the method that I find to be the most effective. And you're going to find that this is very applicable to you if you're a homeowner doing your own pool, or if you're a service pro doing 80 or 90 pools a week. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. Now, there are two reasons why you want to get this right. And the first reason, of course, is you want to make sure that the pool is safe to swim in. So having the right level of sanitizer is important for that aspect. And the other aspect is you want to have a trouble-free pool, a pool that's easy to maintain and you're not brushing and treating algae all the time. So having the correct amount of sanitizer in the pool is really important. And I'll start with Bob Lowry's formula. And you may have heard me talk about this before. And I think he spent a lot of thought in putting this formula together. Bob Lowry was a renowned figure in the industry and a chemist who invented a lot of products, including one of the most famous ones that I can think of is his instant pool conditioner, which Natural Chemistry bought off him and he was selling it through them. And he, of course, has many books and he has a residential course that Haasa runs now. And I think his formula for sanitizer is important to start with. And then I'll go into the various sanitizers you can use in a pool. But the formula is that you want to have a free chlorine level of 7.5% of the cyanuric acid level in the pool. And I'll give you a really easy and simple example. If your cyanuric acid level is 100 parts per million, you're going to need to keep your free chlorine level at 7.5% every day to prevent problems in the pool. And before this formula was widely adopted, I remember hearing things like, well, that pool has algae-resistant chlorine, or that chlorine is locked up. You have chlorine lock going on. But I think the whole problem was there just was not a free chlorine level at that 7.5%, and that was the whole problem in a lot of pools, is that you're not keeping that chlorine level at the right amount. So if your cyanuric acid level is at 50, and you want to keep a free chlorine level according to this formula, you're going to need to keep 3.75 parts per million of free chlorine in the pool. And for sake of splitting hairs, let's just say 4 parts per million. And so if your cyanuric acid level is at 50, you'll need 4 parts per million each day in there to prevent algae from forming and to make the chlorine effective to kill pathogens that may be harmful to bathers. So regardless of how you sanitize the pool, this is the key factor. And I wanted to give you this first. Now let me go into some different sanitizers. And note that every sanitizer is going to have a byproduct that's going to be a negative byproduct. It's just one of the facts of using a sanitizer in the pool. You're basically trying to keep a body of water from returning to its natural state. And what's the natural state of, let's say, a body of water in a 30 by 15 foot hole? The natural state is to be a swamp, basically. And so you're doing something unnatural to that water. And of course, using a sanitizer is going to have a byproduct because you're doing something that kind of goes against the nature of that particular body of water. So the first sanitizer I'm going to talk to you about is a saltwater generator, because these are popular and people wonder, well, what's the drawback or what's the byproduct? Well, the byproduct is that it's going to empty your wallet because they're pretty expensive. And then the other byproduct is, of course, there's maintenance and then there's some different things you have to know about the system, and you have to buy a new salt cell every 5 or 6 years. And the main byproduct, if you're looking for a byproduct, is the salt you add to the pool, which can be up to about 3,000 parts per million of salt. And the major drawback with having too much salt in the pool, let's say you get to 4,000 or 5,000 parts per million, it can become corrosive to any metals in the pool or any decking of the pool. Certain decks are more susceptible to the salt water splashing out than others. And so those are the major byproducts of a saltwater system. Now, of course, there are a lot of good benefits of the saltwater generator. It's generating chlorine right there at your poolside. It's easy to monitor and regulate the chlorine level because you have a little chlorine factory going there, basically. So that's really good. I think the aspect of, you know, the cost of it, of course, is a drawback. But the other part is that it's really one of those kind of set it and forget it things where you can set your output. Once you have it all dialed in, you really don't have to add chlorine or go to the store to buy it. And you kind of get away from using a lot of the chlorine chemicals in your pool because you're actually producing it right there in the pool equipment. Now, of course, there's other side effects with the salt system. One is that the pH is rising in the pool rapidly. And I just did a podcast on that. You can refer to that one where I talk about how to control that. So I think, you know, saltwater systems are good. Just know that they have the drawback of being, number one, expensive, and number two, you're adding salt to your pool, which may be corrosive to certain deck types. If at a higher part per million, it may be corrosive to your equipment at a higher part per million. A very popular sanitizer is trichlor tablets. These are the chlorine pucks, and there's various brands of them that you can purchase, and the trichlor tablets are really good at maintaining the chlorine level in the pool. Because the tablets slowly dissolve over time, releasing chlorine into the water, what's the major byproduct of it? Well, of course, the major byproduct is cyanuric acid, and it's in the actual chemical name of the product. And I always get asked, well, can't they make a tablet without cyanuric acid? And I'll touch on that in a minute. But as far as trichlor, no, they can't, because that's the basic element of trichlor. It's their cyanuric acid in there. So you have that byproduct. And how much cyanuric acid is being added to the pool? Well, pound for pound, about half of that is cyanuric acid. So if you're adding 20 pounds of trichlor to your pool every season, or 20 pounds of tablets, not all at once, of course, but over the course of the 3 or 4 months, then you're adding 10 pounds of cyanuric acid to the water. And so your cyanuric acid level is rising each time using the tablets in the pool. And the more you put in, the more the cyanuric acid goes up. And then refer back to that formula I mentioned at the beginning, the 7.5%. And so if you have a pool and you're at 150 parts per million of cyanuric acid, I'm going to calculate it right here. You have to keep your free chlorine level at 11.25 parts per million, which is a pretty high level. But the benefit of the tablets is that you can actually keep that level maintained pretty high with the trichlor tablets, and maybe using liquid chlorine or Calhypo, which I'll go to next. And then you can combat the cyanuric acid rising in the pool by doing a partial drain every month. So you can take, you know, 1 or 2 inches off the pool, fill it with fresh water. If you're in an area where you get a lot of rain, like 30 or 40 inches of rain, you shouldn't really worry about using tablets in the pool in that case, because the water will be diluted. Now, the cyanuric acid does not evaporate out of the pool. So that's one of the things you have to know. So if you are adding tablets to the pool and you're not doing a partial drain, or you don't have a lot of rain diluting the water, the cyanuric acid level will keep building up in that pool, because cyanuric acid does not evaporate. Now, it may degenerate over time by itself. There's some new studies on this, that cyanuric acid may break down in certain pools. And then Rudy Stankiewicz has a way of getting rid of cyanuric acid by using aluminum sulfate in the pool. And I think I've done a podcast on this too, or maybe a couple. And I think I interviewed Rudy on this actual process, where you're putting in maybe, I think it's, the formula I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think 14 pounds or 12 pounds of aluminum sulfate in the pool, and then the flock, which is actually called pool flock, and that reduces the cyanuric acid level. You have to have a way to vacuum that out, and it can be complicated, but doing partial drains is probably the easiest way to reduce the cyanuric acid level when you're using trichlor tablets in the pool. So note that trichlor is a great way to sanitize the pool, because those tablets slowly dissolve over time in a floater or an inline chlorinator, which makes pool care really easy. Just note, though, that you're also adding cyanuric acid to the pool water, and you have to figure out a way to get rid of it, because you don't want it at 150, because then you have to keep your free chlorine at 11 parts per million to make it effective in the pool, and nobody wants to do that. And just make a note that if you're at 11 parts per million of chlorine in the pool, it's not all in the pool at once. So you're not like having your chlorine level where it's going to burn your eyes and bleach out the bathing suit, because it's not all released all the time, because the cyanuric acid is keeping a lot of it bound up, and only about 3% of that is actually in the water. It's kind of complicated. And I've heard different examples, like, you know, if there's a crowd and everyone has black umbrellas, 100 people there, and you have 97 people with black umbrellas and you have 3 with red, that's the chlorine that's actually in the water at that moment. I think Rudy Stankovich has an example that there's 100 soldiers and you're sending 3 out there at a time to do battle. And so that's kind of one of the things you have to note. So it's not like it's harmful, although the health department doesn't want the LA County Health Department has a limit of 10 parts per million in a commercial pool. And again, the higher the cyanuric acid level, the more chlorine you're going to need to maintain the pool. So you want to make sure you find a way to get rid of the cyanuric acid, and doing partial drains is the best way. And if you have a lot of rain, again, it'll dilute the cyanuric acid. The next form of chlorine is liquid chlorine. Now, liquid chlorine is what we call unstabilized chlorine. So there's no cyanuric acid in it, which means that you need to have cyanuric acid in the pool, of course, to protect the liquid chlorine. The cyanuric acid does act as a protection for chlorine against the sun's UV rays. And that's why it's necessary. It's a necessary evil in outdoor pools to have that. Otherwise, the chlorine won't last in the pool without cyanuric acid. And by the way, at the beginning, I talked about saltwater generators. You do need cyanuric acid in that pool. And I would say that 80 parts per million is a good level for a saltwater pool to have in with the cyanuric acid in the pool. Now, with liquid chlorine, you can probably keep your cyanuric acid at 50 parts per million, which means that you would want to have 4 parts per million of free chlorine each day in the pool, which is easy with liquid chlorine because you can measure it and you can know the dosage. I think one of the best sites for measuring dosage is the poolcalculator.com site. I like this site because it's easy. There's an app for your phone. You can buy it. One-time purchase is like $5 or $6. And then you can just type in, set your pool size. And then once you have that set, it'll tell you how much liquid chlorine to add. And it also has percentages. So if you're using 6%, 8%, 12.5%, it'll tell you how much to add to the pool to bring it up from 2 parts per million to 4 parts per million. So it's really accurate, and liquid chlorine is really easy to add to your pool to bring the chlorine level up. Now, the drawback with liquid chlorine, there's 2 drawbacks. One is that it's unstabilized, and so you have to have cyanuric acid at a certain level in the pool. Otherwise, it'll dissipate really rapidly. And then the second drawback is that you're adding salt to the pool. Now, I mentioned that if you have a saltwater pool, you're adding like 3,000 parts per million to get the salt system to work and generate the chlorine. But if you're using liquid chlorine, you're adding salt to the pool. That salt is actually going into what we call total dissolved solids, which is kind of all the gunk in your pool, all the different things in the pool that can cause problems as that TDS level gets higher in the pool. I don't have time here to go into detail, but by using liquid chlorine, you're adding salt, which raises the TDS level in the pool, which means that to combat that, you have to do partial drains the same way you would do with trichlor tablets. To reduce the effect of cyanuric acid, you would do partial drains to reduce the effects of salt in the water. Now, you may be thinking, well, what's the problem with salt? Because if you have a saltwater generator, you have a ton of salt in the water, and so it shouldn't be a problem. But there actually is, because the saltwater generator, the salt's actually being utilized to generate the chlorine. So it's not like there's 3,000 parts per million of salt in the water affecting the condition of the pool, because the saltwater generator is actually using that salt and converting it into chlorine. And it's really a complicated process. But basically, the salt for a saltwater pool, as long as it's working and operating, is not a problem. But salt being added with liquid chlorine becomes a problem, because then you're adding to the TDS and you could have some problems with the water because there's too much salt in there. But again, it's really easy to correct this. You can partially drain the pool and fill it with fresh water. Or if you're in an area where you get a lot of rain, that'll also dilute the salt in the pool, because you're adding water and you're diluting the salt. Now, salt is also like cyanuric acid, where it doesn't evaporate out. So it's one of those elements that's part of TDS, and only pure water evaporates out of a pool. And so the salt can build up to really high levels in the pool. So just be aware of that. And be aware that liquid chlorine does not have any cyanuric acid, and so it can burn off easier, or quicker, I should say. Now, as far as the effectiveness, liquid chlorine is probably the most effective chlorine type. It's a liquid measure of chlorine versus a powder, a granular measure, and so a dry measure, I should say. So you can't really correlate liquid chlorine with calhypo or trichlor because it's really different. But liquid chlorine is strong, it's fast acting. So you could pour it in the pool, and you've probably seen videos where people will have like a kind of a somewhat green pool. They pour in 10 gallons of liquid chlorine, and within an hour, it's like blue again because it is fast acting. It has a short shelf life of maybe 90 days to 120 days. We've probably all went to do laundry, and you open up the Clorox to put it in there, and you realize that it's like 5 months old, and it's just like water at that point because it does not really last over time. So make sure you get your liquid chlorine from a fresh source. A pool store where they have the 4x1 returnables by Hassa is a great place. Home Depot is kind of questionable. You don't know if that liquid chlorine has been on the shelf for like 2 or 3 years sometimes. Probably not that long, but it may not be the freshest stock. So note that liquid chlorine has a shorter shelf life, and that's one of the drawbacks. Then Calhypo is a great alternative to liquid chlorine. It's more expensive, I think, now, pound versus pound for pound versus liquid chlorine. There's been a price increase over the years with Calhypo, but it's really effective. Now, you may wonder what the side effect or the byproduct of Calhypo is. Well, it's calcium because it's in the name itself. And of course, the name of Calhypo is calcium hypochlorite, which is calcium is the first part of the word. And you're adding, depending on, you know, the percentage of Calhypo you're using and the brand, is the amount of calcium you're adding to the pool. But roughly for every 10 parts per million of chlorine you add with Calhypo, you increase the calcium hardness by 7 to 8 parts per million. And so if your pool started out at 400 parts per million and using it all season long, chances are you could be at 500 or 600 parts per million at the end of the season. The good news is that you can actually do a partial drain, just like everything else I mentioned here, and take some of the calcium out of the pool. And again, calcium is one of the things that does not evaporate out of the pool water and is part of TDS, and is something that you can only reduce by draining it. But Calhypo is highly effective. It's easy to use. It's safe for most pool surface types, and I'll mention that again. It's safe for most pool surface types. You don't want to put Calhypo directly on a vinyl pool because it'll bleach it out, so keep that in mind. It's not safe to pour directly into a vinyl pool. You can add it to the pool by putting it in a 5-gallon bucket, or you can add it directly to the skimmer, and this is a great way. Of course, the pool has to be running for 6 to 8 hours if you add it to the skimmer, and this is a great way to sanitize the pool. And the side effect, again, is calcium. It's one of the things where you really have to find the best sanitizer for your area and realize the drawbacks of it. And I did mention at the beginning that someone had said, hey, can't they make a tablet that doesn't have cyanuric acid in it? The good news is they can make a tablet without cyanuric acid in it. The bad news is that the tablet has calcium in it, and these are Calhypo tablets. And these are one of the things that I really like, and I think the industry should be moving towards these more. But it's not, because I'm not exactly sure why. I think trichlor is pretty entrenched. There are some drawbacks with switching from trichlor to Calhypo tablets. And one of the biggest drawbacks is that Calhypo and trichlor are not compatible, which means that if by chance, and they make them different shapes, they make them like octagon shape, and that way you can distinguish them. But by chance, if you were to put Calhypo tablets into a trichlor chlorinator, inline chlorinator, chances are that will explode because the Calhypo will react to trichlor. And trust me, trichlor and Calhypo mixed together will cause an explosion. I've seen it happen. And it's something that you have to just be aware of. Typically, you would want to put the Calhypo tablets in the skimmer. Calhypo has a high pH of maybe 10 or 12. And so it's not going to affect your pool equipment. And so you can easily put it in the skimmer basket. And I guess I should warn you that you should not put trichlor tablets in the skimmer basket, because the trichlor tablet, again, is cyanuric acid, and that has a pH about 2.8 or 3, and this will cause staining in the pool for sure, and you want to make sure you don't put trichlor tablets in the skimmer. But Calhypo is perfectly safe. Again, you're adding calcium to the water. So if you are using Calhypo tablets, you would want to, if you wanted to raise the chlorine level up, I would not suggest using Calhypo powder to raise the chlorine up. Because then you're doubling the calcium, you have the Calhypo tablets, and then you're adding the calcium with the Calhypo powder itself. So I would say you would want to use a liquid chlorine, and if you have Calhypo tablets in the skimmer, use liquid chlorine to raise the chlorine level up when you need it. And I had a question that was asked to me, can they use a TriClerk tablet in the floater and then use CalHypo tablets in the skimmer? I would say that's probably perfectly safe because the floater is not going to come into contact with the skimmer in most cases. Once in a while, I've seen floaters sucked into the front of the skimmer, but it's one of the things where you can tie the floater somewhere and it won't happen. And it's something that I think you can get away with using, and maybe a pretty good combination because you have the CalHypo tablets adding chlorine, and you have maybe trichlor adding some stabilizer, and CalHypo is unstabilized, so there's no cyanuric acid in CalHypo. So be aware that if you are using CalHypo, you have to have cyanuric acid in the pool to protect that chlorine level. But I really love the CalHypo tablets. I think they should be the future of pool service. They're a little expensive, but not much more expensive than trichlor tablets now. And then there's also a forgotten chemical that hardly anyone talks about. I don't talk about it too often either. And this is dichlor. Dichlor is a granular form of chlorine. It's safe for all pool surface types. And it has cyanuric acid in it also. I've heard different percentages, but maybe up to 65%. 60% is cyanuric acid. And the rest is chlorine. I like dichlor because you're adding cyanuric acid and chlorine to a pool. So let's say you have a pool using CalHypo tablets and you want to have a sanitizer every week to kind of raise the chlorine level up. Dichlor would be perfect because you're adding chlorine and you're adding cyanuric acid, so you're raising the cyanuric acid level up to help protect the CalHypo when you're adding it. And so dichlor does have that dual purpose of you can add it and you can add cyanuric acid at the same time. So if you're doing like a green pool cleanup and cyanuric acid level is at zero, you may want to add 20 pounds of dichlor because you're adding 10 pounds of chlorine and you're adding 10 pounds of cyanuric acid. But it's an expensive product and it's something that a lot of people don't use a lot of. I carry it just for emergency use because I like having it on my truck. It's something that you can use in all the pools, and it does add some cyanuric acid to the water also if you need to add that. Maybe a saltwater pool and maybe you're at 50 parts per million and you want to bring it up and you want to add some chlorine to the pool, you can add dichlor to it. So dichlor does have that dual purpose, but it does have cyanuric acid in it as the byproduct. So just note that all of these products have byproducts, and the easiest way to circumvent them is to do a partial drain. You can drain some water out of the pool, and this will solve all the problems with the byproducts. So I wouldn't worry too much about the byproducts. It's not something to lose sleep over, but it's something that you need to be aware of when you're using a chlorine type, that all of them are going to have some kind of byproduct that's added to the pool, and there has to be something that you do to eliminate that byproduct. Otherwise, you're going to have problems balancing the water and maintaining a safe and algae-free pool. If you're looking for other podcasts I recorded, go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. Click on the podcast icon on the banner. That'll take you to a drop-down menu of other podcasts I have recorded. And if you're interested in the coaching program, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.